Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and sending in your questions each week to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Well, tonight I have such an exciting show. On the line, I have Michael Savage, a.k.a. Sir Tony. He is a historic member of the marquee Who's Who in America and president of Sir Tony Films, Inc., Films to Help Humanity, where the actors are the special effects. An experienced president with a demonstrated history of working in the entertainment industry as an award-winning actor and former star of General Hospital, an award-winning filmmaker many times over, skilled in all aspects of making filmmaking, producer, writer, director, editor, and composer. He's a strong business development professional with a BFA with honors focused in theater film from SUNY Purchase and has shared an honorary Tony Award with the acting company of Juilliard circa 2003, thus the brand name Sir Tony, and the birth of Sir Tony Films, Inc. Here is a special testimonial to inspire everyone about this pioneer filmmaker. Eric Halsey said, "Artists like you, Michael, a.k.a. Sir Tony, create identities for cultures and societies. That's why I call you the 22nd century filmmaker, because you are so far ahead of your time. I see, hear, feel it in all of your work. Sir Tony's Films, Inc. Mission statement, where the actors are the special effects, leaving a legacy of work that inspires and helps humanity long after we are gone." Michael Savage, thank you so much, and we're so excited to have you tonight on Insight into Healing.
Well, Alexa, I'm very proud that you had the courage and the inspiration to honor me and share, the magic with the world. They need some positive words, and I created something that timing your doing this with me is historic. It's a legacy because I created a one-act play to leave for the children in our nation to help them learn manners. And I never thought when I was a kid I'd be, this person who is going to leave a legacy for the children of teaching them for the adults, the parents, their children to know manners, to help them get work, because it'll be a new tradition, the Magic Words Award on their resume from school, winning the award. And it's not about one person. I want all the students, all of them. Yes, I want them to win the Magic Words Award. They have manners, and so they'll get work.
Absolutely.
They're going for a job, and all of a sudden the boss sees the Magic Words Award on it and goes, "Oh, you'll be great with my clients. You got the job." As opposed to make you laugh, the Dirty Words Award.
Yes, yes. And I'm so impressed by your work because I find it so unique and so relevant. Absolutely, at this moment in time where people forget that manners and good behavior is so important. We're in this world of do me, do what I need, self-gratification, that it's very important to go back to those traditional values, those core beliefs, which make us what we are today.
Well, you are a Magic Words Award winner. You know the magic words. It's not only a couple of words, it's an entire mountain full of words that help humanity to feel good, to do good, to give hope and the pursuit of happiness instead of wars, which is what is going on. I feel that we are in a war that no one knows called depopulation. And I believe all the governments are dumping people, you know, with all kinds of, you know, ways of getting rid of them. And we're living in a very, very difficult time because I don't see children inspired. And when I was a little boy, we had the Beatles, you know, and they sang songs, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, you know, All You Need Is Love. They were brilliant. They gave us hope. Children need inspiration and hope so they can also do good and help the next generation. But there won't be one if we don't save them. And I don't feel that you are not important because you're a girl. You are very important. You are a woman. Without women, we wouldn't be here. So, Alexa, you're not just a girl. You're not just a woman. You are an angel that gives men and women life. Because without you, without my mother, you know, I wouldn't be here. My mother, I owe her for this conversation with you. She gave me life. And children need to grow up and know that the mother, they need to never make her upset. Always do what she says. And the magic words will help the children to behave themselves and be respectful towards their parents and have a family, which I feel, you know, Father Knows Best, the old TV show, was a foundation to remind everyone about the father and the mother and the children. And people are not doing that now.
No.
Family is being destroyed.
Where do you think it went wrong? Because it almost started as like this slow process. But now the idea of family, the idea of wanting family, of wanting children, of wanting to have family dinners and family traditions, it's almost looked at as not being a healthy thing, not being a good thing. It's about being alone and finding your own and not connecting with the family. Yes, I understand there's been trauma and abuse, and those are different circumstances. But I think in general, the family support system, especially if it's a healthy one, is one that should be really exemplified and should be encouraged with those, because that is what is important in those core beliefs of hope, of happiness, of trust, of respect, of morality, which really bases this country and bases each one of us and God on how we live and how we treat others.
Yes, Alexa, you are a gift. Your words are magic words. You don't use the dirty words. You don't say things that are, well, shut up, you know, I don't want to hear anymore. You talk too much. You're an old man. Shut. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're
yes.
Sharing with me inspiration to help people listening. You're not trying to, you know, treat me like a waste of your time, that there's nothing that I could do to help. When the fact is, there are two things I'm going to tell you. One about baseball and one about the Wizard of Oz. Very important. I grew up as a little boy in the South Bronx. I used to talk like that when I was a little boy. You know, I was from New York. You know what I'm talking about? Alexa, you know, that's mm-hmm. the voice, the way they talk. Yeah. And I grew up in the South Bronx near Yankee Stadium. And my grandfather knew Babe Ruth. And I was at a game at the Yankee Stadium when I was a little boy. And I watched the game and I listened to everything, and I got to meet Babe Ruth, and I told him, you know, with my grandpa, who they were buddies, I said, Mr. Ruth, you know, he says, oh, you can call me Babe. I said, oh, okay. I said, can I ask you a question? He goes, sure. I go, you know, I'm thinking that baseball is not just a game. It's about family and getting home safe. And there's no fourth base. There's first base, second base, third base, but no fourth base. It's called home plate. And you're either out or safe. Well, he started to cry. He said, I can't believe a young boy like you could tell me that. And I don't know anyone who's ever told me that. He goes, you're a genius. I go, the dugout, that's your family, right? He goes, the team, yeah. I go, they hug you, yeah. You get home safe, not out. And that's what life's about, having a family children, mother, wife, husband, brothers, sisters, and you come home safe and you celebrate and you do all those things that make the pursuit of happiness in life a gift, a joy, not the dirty words and not the violence and the killing, but the joy and the miracle of doing so many things that are healthy and good. And people forget, I won an award in 1984 for Best Actor in Tennessee Williams' Vieux Carré at the Beverly Hills Playhouse. That's right. Tennessee Williams knew me. Yeah, I knew Tennessee Williams in New York when I was a young actor. Yeah, he said it was Marlon Brando, Paul Newman, and me. And all three of us had cats. It was really funny. And the three of us, he loved us. And I was in the world premiere of Tennessee Williams' Vieux Carré in the Beverly Hills Playhouse, and I won Best Actor Award by the Anne Mary Kelly Foundation. It gave so many awards to Liberace, all these people. It's a financial grant of excellence. And I'm at the meeting, the party, and they awarded me and all that, and we're sitting and eating, and guess who awarded me? His name was Ray Bolger. He's no longer here. And there I was sitting at the table at dinner with him, thanking him. And I said, Ray, I've got to tell you something. He said, what's that? I said, I want to ask you. I said, I love the film, The Wizard of Oz. It's great. But there's something about it that I don't think people know, that only I know. And I want to know if I'm right. He goes, what is that? I said, you cast a dog to tell the truth. And he looked at me. I said, Toto, Dorothy wanted to get home safe. And she had Toto. And at the end of the film, it wasn't a human being. It wasn't a girl or a boy. It wasn't even the Tin Man. It wasn't the Straw Man. It wasn't the Lion Man. It was Toto, the dog, that ran over to the curtain and pulled it back and showed us the little ugly old man controlling the world. And all she wanted to do was get home safe. And he was crying. He said, yes, we cast a dog. We wanted to show the world so they couldn't say to us he was a Democrat or a Republican. They couldn't say that it was a politician or this or that. It was a dog to tell the truth, to get Dorothy home safe and the world. So The Wizard of Oz is not a silly movie. And I was with Ray Bolger, who played the Straw Man, at my award ceremony in Beverly Hills. So it's not a silly, little story. It's the truth that's never been told. And we never hear what the importance is that people wanted to leave as a legacy to help the next generations. And that's what you need to do, everyone. Yes. We have a debt to all those who came before us. We wouldn't be on the phone, would we? We wouldn't. You wouldn't have known me on Facebook. There's so many things that could not have been done 100 years back. I'd be on horseback. I never would have met you.
How was it for you? Because you are a legend in the entertainment industry, from the star of General Hospital, all of this work that you've done. And we know this entertainment industry is not, you know, based on a lot of these points, these truths that you and I stand for. How was it for you working and growing up and being in this industry that really made you say, you know what, this is the path I want to take?
Well, my father was a very famous tap dancer in Hollywood. And people really don't know that I wrote a book about my father when he passed away, that he had written before I. He had called me when he was 78 years old, and he passed away when he was almost 90. He was 89 and a half. So at 78 years old, he's on the phone with me, and I said, what's up, Pop? I said, are you okay? He goes, yeah, I want to talk to you. I said, okay, go ahead. He goes, you know, life's like, water. It's, the days go by, the the weeks go by, the months go by, the years go by. It's like a dream. And I said, well, what can I do to help you, Pop? He said, you're a genius. Yes, he always called me a genius, and so did my mother. They saw the work I did, and what I had written, all the plays, the films I had created, and they called me a genius. And they told me this. And so he said on the phone, he says, I was thinking, you know, you could write my life story, you know. And I said, Pop, I got news for you. We're going to do it together.
Incredible.
I do not know, and I cannot write everything about you growing up, about your mom, about grandma and everyone. And I want you to tell a story about you sharing what it was being a little boy in Brooklyn and everything, and with your father, and when you met Mama, and when you got married, and also the war, when you had to go fight in World War II. And he was in Hollywood. He was a famous. He was in films, and the Nicholas brothers, Fayard mm-hmm. Nicholas, and unbelievable, wrote about my father in their book, and they all danced together, and the reality of Fred Astaire, friends of our family. I knew Fred Astaire, all these famous people growing up. So to answer your question, my father gave me a little camera when I was 8 years old, little 8-millimeter camera. And I started making films of the family, and I started falling in love with movies and television, you know, and I watched TV and fell in love with all the shows. And then I saw my father, you know, what he did. And I started getting inspired, that I started thinking, you know, I could do a lot for humanity. Yes. It wasn't about me. I wanted to do and help create things that made life better, because all the wars, everything is, my father, he took me up to the attic in our house when I was 18 years old, and I wasn't going to be sent to Vietnam because my birth date, I won the lottery, and so did my brother. The two of us never had to fight in Vietnam, and so I owed a debt, I felt. And my father, we hugged in the roof of, I mean, the what's it called? The attic, yeah. And so we're up in the attic, and he showed me what? Something, it's unbelievable. He opens a trunk, and in the trunk is a German helmet. And in the trunk is a German bayonet. And in the trunk is a German Zucca, you know, those little guns.
Yes, yes.
And so I said, Pop, what happened? He goes, I killed him. I took this because he was going to kill me. I walked into a building, and there he was. He grabbed me, and he hit me, and this and that, but I killed him. And I don't want you to kill anybody.
Wow.
And there I am in the attic with my father. He told me about a man who was going to kill him, a German in Germany, you know, I mean, you know, in the war. And he wanted to one day share that with his children to not have them kill anybody and to prove that he had to do that. And it was very dramatic to me that I knew I had it. A debt to Vietnam, to my fellow citizens. And I wrote a film, and it's called, to answer your question, it's called Forgotten Heroes, Summer of 69. And the reality is, I learned that Hollywood now is dead. What it once was, back in the 50s, 60s, they made films with actors talking. And then they invented special effects and bombs. And they could make more money with a film without people talking. Yes, a film you watch people kill each other. Every nation in the world knows what it is to hold a gun and shoot someone. Every nation in the world knows what it is to beat someone up. And so and kill people. And so all these films are now special effects. And they don't want any films that educate.
And those old traditional films that inspire
yes.
you, that take talent. The actors have to have actual talent to hold the audience's attention, not something blowing up or something computer made.
Correct. And the reality is a miracle happened that I had no idea one day on Facebook, like we met, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, there was a man named Spartan. His name was Spartan, and he contacted me and said, I'd like to be your friend. You know, I like your work and all you're doing. I said, well, I looked him up, and he was a colonel in the U.S. Army back in the day, in the Vietnam days. And so when I saw that, I said, wow, he needs to read Forgotten Heroes, Summer 69. He would be amazed. Well, not only was he amazed, he wrote something, and he sent it to me, and he said, at the time of LBJ, we were doing intel in NAM, under which was the end of 63 into 64. 99 of us met with little bitty Jesus, as we called Johnson, as he thought he was God. He spent a little over 60 days in NAM and lost a couple of agents. And then we met with LBJ again and gave him our report. We told him we were on the wrong side of the fence as usual and to mind our own business. Well, LBJ jumped up and slammed the table yelling, quote, I want a fucking war. Excuse me, I can't say that, right?
You can say it.
I want an effing war. I'm sorry. I want an effing war, and we're going to have an effing war. Now get your effing asses out of the office. Well, poor old LBJ only made a little over $17 million on that fiasco and caused us to lose 58,000 good Americans to line his greedy ass pocket. I was there. And you? So Colonel Rahm Miller and I met with my wife and had dinner, and he'd read Forgotten Heroes and said it was one of the most brilliant stories ever told in the history of the world about war. And when I tried to get the funding for it, all the companies, you know, to do a funding for it, said, we can't do this. You don't kill anyone in it. There's no violence. It's all about the mother talking about it. I said, yeah, it's about the mother. I gave mothers a chance to speak. It's about a mother who loses her husband in Korea. And now she's going to lose her son in Vietnam, who's going to be a Olympic champion swimmer. And it's not about going there. It's about how did these Americans feel here? And I put them with a family and what they went through and all their friends, and unbelievable, have her speak for all the mothers. Because they too are forgotten heroes. They're never listened to. They give birth to these children that have to die. They give birth to children that have to kill. And they're never asked how they feel or do they want their children to fight in a war. They're forced to give birth to children, and they have to go become victims of a war. And they never let women speak of this. And I created a role for a mother to speak out. And she says, if there's another war, you can't have my other son. If the president, if he fights and he goes and all of the members of Congress are in the war, then I'll go with you. We'll all go with you. My daughter will fight with the president. But if they don't go, then we don't go.
Powerful.
Mother. Yes. I gave the words to a woman called the mother who gives us life to finally speak out against wars. And a fact has never been shared about during those 13 years. We lost over 58,000 Americans in that war, but no one has ever spoken a secret truth about America that I'm going to tell you. During those 13 years, every year, 25 to 35 Americans here in the United States killed someone.
Wow.
We had over 385,000 murders here in America during that war. Every year in America, over 35,000 Americans kill each other. We are not a safe country. And no one is talking about how many Americans kill each other. And we have more people in prison than any other country in the world. Over 3 million prisoners, and most of them are black. And as Martin Luther King once said, silence is betrayal. I'm speaking to you honoring John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, a guy named John Lennon, and a man named Abraham Lincoln. Bunch of good dudes.
Yes, yes.
Bunch of good. And why is it that they put Abraham Lincoln's head on my shoulder in the high school yearbook?
Wow.
I've never bragged about it, but I beat up the bullies. I saved so many students in school that were bullied. Yes. And at the end,
we're almost at the end of the show. I just obviously definitely want to have you back on. There's so many other areas to cover. Where can my viewers find your work, follow you, reach out to you? What is their best way to get in contact or just follow what you're doing or buy the book?
If you do the magic words, you can get it in the schools, and anyone who can do this, in other words, get a play, a production, I don't want royalties. In other words, I want everyone to make money teaching people manners, and I want the schools to do all this. And the reality is that anyone who gets them in the schools, like, you know, the states, and they purchase them, guess what? You call me up. And I have a miracle for you. And Alexa, she's on the phone. She says, Michael, you won't believe it. I go, what? I talked to the governor of our state. I go, yeah, and what happened? They're going to put them in all the schools. They loved it. I go, great. How many are they getting? You said, I think they're getting 1 million copies. They're going to order it. I go, guess what? You get $1 million for you, $1 a book. Oh, it's not enough. I'll give you $2 a book.
That's incredible. And again, I wanted to thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for all the work that you do. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Oh, by the way, I'm
going to
answer your question. Sir Tony, Google Sir Tony. I created, I'm number one in the world. You just Google the one little word, Sirtony, my brand name.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. So, Sir Tony.
You Google that, I come up number one in the world, and yes, you'll see Michael Savage, a.k.a. Sir Tony. And if you Google Michael Savage, a.k.a. Sir Tony, but that's more work, that'll also come up. The reality is Sir Tony's fast. And
great.
You want to watch my work, you'll see it all there. There's 1 million things there, at least 1 million.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.
God bless, everyone. And talk to you soon, Alexa. God bless you.